The Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer is on. This offer is for 1 week only and ends at midnight on Sunday. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier is the answer. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code Howie. Shipping is free.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Today, I'm going to do this, and this is going to be a major announcement. I'm going to do it. I will be retiring the name Crooked from Hillary Clinton and her moniker. But I'm going to retire the name Crooked so that we can use the name for Joe Biden, because he'll be known from now on as Crooked Joe Biden.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
When we look back years from now, we'll know whether we met this moment.
Oh, wow, that was a great speech, man. That's the most coherent thing that's ever come out of your mouth.
That was awesome, dude.
You usually just ramble
that
on
was
and
like
on
a basketball
on.
Coach. All right, so what is it?
You know, so you got to let me tell you something, because that's so important, because of you.
You know the thing.
Somebody who really did a great job, ran for office, did very well, Caroline Leavitt. Thank you.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Hey, everyone. Sorry to break it to you, but this is still not Howie Carr. This is Caroline Leavitt. Thanks for tuning in for another hour of the Howie Carr radio show. We've covered a lot in the last 3 hours, haven't we, Taylor? We've talked DeSantis. We've talked chicken coops.
Trump.
Tucker.
Fall River.
Crazy crime, police blotter.
Susan took up a lot of time.
Susan calling in saying she's not going to vote because she doesn't like Trump's personality. Give us a break, Susan. All right, we're about to go to war with China. We got bigger fish to fry.
I feel like you're going to come up with a campaign slogan. Don't be a Susan.
Don't
vote.
Susan might be the new Karen.
Oh, boy.
Karen 2.0. She did it to herself. I'm sorry.
And Susan.
A lot of our callers and people on the text line agree with me. Like, shut up about the personalities. We have a country to save, okay? And Joe Biden this week announced he's running for re-election. And his announcement video, we have to talk about it, because it was a pre-shot announcement video. Lord only knows how many times they had to take cuts of this. Over or under 30, I'm taking the over. I'm not a betting woman, but if I were, I think I'd take the over. It probably took them 30 cuts to get this straight, and it still sucked. We have some of that audio for you. Taylor, why don't you cut three with Biden's announcement video for me?
Every generation of Americans has faced a moment when they have to defend democracy. Stand up for our personal freedom. Stand up for the right to vote and our civil rights. And this is our moment. So if you're with me, go to JoeBiden.com and sign up. Let's finish this job. I know we can. Because this is the United States of America. There's nothing, simply nothing we cannot do if we do it together.
I wish everyone could see Taylor's face right now. What are you thinking, Taylor?
I didn't listen to the whole thing, but I wasn't even listening to his voice. The music sucks.
Yeah.
It's awful.
It's terrible.
Ugh.
It's like a bad movie trailer.
Right. So I think he probably told them what kind of music he wanted, and he said this at the little kids' press conference sniff fest that he had the other day. That the most recent movie he saw was Top Gun Maverick, and he loved it. So I think he took inspiration from Top Gun Maverick to have like some kind of 80s terrible synthesized rock in there.
With his stupid aviators.
Yeah.
And the bad music. So bad. But worse than the music is the message, right? So I saw someone tweet this out. There's 350 words in Joe Biden's announcement video. I say I saw someone tweet it because I certainly did not waste my precious time in my life to count all of the words, but I saw someone did. Not one time in this video does he say the words job or economy or inflation.
Wait, doesn't he say let's finish the job?
let's finish the job, but not I'm going to get you a job. What job does he want to finish? He's going to continue to destroy jobs, destroy our economy. Not a single reference to any of his achievements, because we all know that there aren't any. So the only job that Joe Biden is going to finish is finishing off our country, finishing off our economy into probably the worst depression we've ever seen, if not since the 1930s, finish off our energy industry, finish our standing in the world as a global superpower. We all know that to be true. And even the New York Times knows that to be true. This is from an article that Howie actually sent me. The Times says being senile is A-OK. Democrats have mostly given up on denying that Joe Biden is suffering from an advanced stage of dementia. Their strategy, as exemplified by their mouthpiece, the New York Times, true, has shifted to a defense. Do we need a mentally competent president? Nah. This morning's Times email, curated by David Leonhardt, the Times senior writer, who writes for the Times flagship daily newsletter, said this morning, strange as it may sound, the American government can function without a healthy president. What? So now they are defending the fact that this man is completely mentally incompetent and clearly unable to continue the job as president. This is the New York Times. What a dang shame. So then we have trouble for Biden in New Hampshire, too. This story just out today, NBC. And I want to hear your thoughts on Biden. Do you think he's even going to make it to the election in November? Do you think this is all a big part of a bigger plan? 844-500-4242. Do you think Biden can actually win? What's your thoughts? But the NBC News coming out today, Biden may have to forfeit the first contest in his reelection bid to Marianne Williamson or RFK Jr. They're saying Biden has a New Hampshire problem. He's already on track to sacrifice Biden's famed primary to a fringe rival. The unusual situation is one of Biden's own making, thanks to the new primary calendar the DNC ratified at his behest in February to demote New Hampshire and Iowa and prohibit candidates from campaigning or even putting their name on the ballot in a state that jumps in line. The problem is that New Hampshire, both of which Biden lost in 2020, plan to disregard the DNC and hold their contest first anyway, most likely forcing Biden to forfeit the first unofficial contest of 2024. Now, our governor, like him or not, many of you know how I feel about him. He has said that New Hampshire is going to go first, no matter what. And there's a big push by our local Democrat Party in the state to keep New Hampshire first on the ballot. So is Biden forfeiting that first of the nation primary stop? It's interesting. And what that look like for the rest of the primary, the remainder of it? If you lose Iowa and lose New Hampshire, you make up ground in South Carolina, I guess. Biden did that the last time around. But even the Dem Party chairman, Ray Buckley, who is a awful man, if I could take the liberty of saying so, constantly berating people on Twitter, just ugly, disgusting human. He was notably silent about Biden's announcement. So you have the chair of the Democrat Party in the first in the nation primary state not saying anything about Joe Biden's announcement video. I think that's quite telling, and maybe it will lead to trouble. 844-500-4242. Tom, you are live with Caroline Levitt on the Howie Carr Show.
Hi, Caroline. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Not bad. I voted for Trump twice, okay? But I've just about had it up to here with this nickname nonsense, okay? I'm like, what are you, 70-something going on 17?
What do you want the man to do, right? Like, Tom, if you were being attacked constantly by people like Horseface and by the media and by the donor class and by the Hollywood elite and by district attorneys who were weaponizing the government against you and your family and coming after you for crimes that you didn't commit, would you fight back? Or would you just lie down and let people walk all over you? I mean, the man fights. If you're going to punch him, he's going to punch back. That's why you should love him, right? He's not going to be messed with. And again, it goes back to Susan's call earlier. We can't afford to elect someone who's weak. We can't afford to elect someone who bends at the knees every time they're attacked or who changes their position on policy because their donors bully them into it. How about our adversaries? Again, it goes back to Putin and Xi and Kim Jong-un wanting to destroy America as we know it. We can't afford someone who's not going to fight. pretty shocking to me. People don't see it that way. Nate, you are live on the line with Caroline Levitt.
Hi, Caroline. So I got to wonder, how many people do we have for candidates that, you know, why aren't they wiping the floor with Joe in terms of personal freedoms? When it came to nurses and so many people, government employees, they were forced to choose between the jab and their jobs. I don't know of a bigger loss of personal freedoms. They should be wiping the floor with him on that comment.
You mean Democrats or Republicans should be wiping the floor with him?
Republicans should be wiping the floor with him, and they're not. Where are they?
Yeah, no, I think that's true, right? The freedom, he brings up the word freedom, and they're very good. The Democrats are smart, right? They're good with their messaging, and they play the game well, and they're using freedom, which we know is actually part of the Republican Party's platform, actually something we seek to promote, but they use it against us. And they use this emotionally appealing feel-good language to capture votes, particularly with voters unlike yourself who don't pay attention and just listen to the media, the propaganda machine. This is Caroline Levitt on the Howie Carr Radio Show, 844-500-4242. Call in. Give me your take on Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe, running for president again. Coming up, too, we are going to have an interview with President Trump's former personal assistant. He's the guy that hairsprayed his hair and walked around with Diet Cokes with him. But he's also the CEO of a new conservative dating app called The Right Stuff for conservatives only. No liberals allowed. We're going to talk to him about it. Ask him how maybe you can join if you're single and looking for someone in your life. Caroline Levitt on The Howie Carr Show. We'll be right back.
Driving Moon Bats crazy every weekday from 3 to 7.
I don't want to hear anymore. Do you hear me? I don't want to hear anymore.
The Howie Carr Show returns.
Shut up, I say. Shut up.
After this. He didn't come here to be made sport of.
Funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Howie Carr is here to stay.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Caroline Levitt on the Howie Carr Radio Show, 844-500-4242. And before I forget, Howie and me, we are going to be at T-Bone Salem in a week from today, 12 to 6 p.m. on Cinco de Mayo. Come have a margarita, eat some fantastic food. T-Bone seriously has... Taylor apparently wants me to be deaf. Come eat their food. They really do have a great, wide-ranging menu. Bring your family, your friends. We look forward to seeing you guys next week. And show up early because there will be T-shirts and books. So come early, come all, while supplies last. We got a poll question that's getting some calls today. And the poll question is brought to you by MyPillow because Howie loves MyPillow's products. He sleeps with their pillows. He wears their slippers. He dries off with their towels. And now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza dream sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. I also sleep with a MyPillow, and I highly, highly recommend. Taylor, what's the poll question, and what are the results?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarShow.com, is which ticket do you like the best? Trump DeSantis, Trump Lake, Trump Carlson, Trump Levitt or Trump Carr?
God bless. Is my 5% base still holding strong?
People, I guess, are really working hard to keep it at 5 because it's remained at 5%. It hasn't fluctuated one
iota.
Has it
moved?
It has not moved. It stayed. It started at 5 and stayed there.
Whoever you are, you 5%ers, I'm going to remember you.
41% say Trump Lake, 28% say Trump DeSantis, 15% say Trump Carr, and 11% say Trump Carlson.
Interesting. I would think Tucker would be higher just because the news.
I think people want him on the air and not in office.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I think people recognize the guy's never going to run for office either, right? He doesn't want to. Susan from Maine, you are live on the line with Caroline Levitt on the Howie Carr Show. Hey, Susan.
Hi, right, and thank you for taking my call. But I just want to say, I'd like to clarify, I'd like to make an announcement to all the other Susans. I can't believe she would not vote for Trump because of her reasoning. I just can't. Number one, I don't care what he says, what he does or anything. I just remember when I look at my grocery slip or my gas slip or anything. That is what he did for this country. And when you listen to this other garbage, you're falling right into the trap of the media. I mean, don't listen to it. Read a good book. For God's sakes, pay attention what this media is doing to you people. You're not that brain dead. Vote for the man. How was that speech?
Susan, that was so great. I can feel your passion through the phone. I'm just going to let your words speak for themselves, girl. You should call in again. We could use you to fire us up. You're 100% right, and I agree. Steve, you are live on the line. This is Caroline Leavitt on the Howie Carr Show.
Hey, this is Steve from way up in North Maine. That Susan number one there, she's a pretty good example of what one of my online buddies swears right up and down, that the women should never be given the vote.
So he's saying Susan is justifying why women should never have been given the vote. I mean, I wouldn't take it that far, but there's a lot of ignorant men out there too, all right? There's ignorant men, there's ignorant women. Only those two things, though, because there's only two genders. Cis is what we're called. Speaking of multiple...
How dare you!
Speaking of multiple genders, the transgender community is very upset about something. And, well, actually...
That's a standing headline.
I'm sorry. Yeah, right? Every day it's something new. But they're actually...
Every day it's something new, and it's something that has to be explained to us in great length because we don't understand what they're upset about.
Well, that's exactly right. And that's... They were celebrating the death of a great American hero this week. And I take offense to this because I love this American hero, and his name is Jerry Springer. As you guys all know, Jerry Springer sadly passed away this week at 79 years old.
I'm so surprised that you're a Jerry Springer fan.
Really?
You're relatively young. You're what, 25, 26?
25, and I'm going to tell you why.
You're 7 years my junior, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I barely watched Jerry Springer.
So you are my I have two older brothers. You are about the same age as my older brother. And my brother and me, back in the day when we had snow days from our public New Hampshire school system, he and I took one couch, he took the other in our parents' living room, and we would watch endless episodes of Jerry Springer together. And it was my brother who broke the news to me about Springer's death this week, and he said, oh my gosh, I'm so sad. I said, what's wrong? He said, Springer died, and I couldn't believe it.
So why are the trans celebrating?
The trans are celebrating his death, and shame on them, because Jerry spoke the facts always. He always put people in their place, and he put the trans community in their place too. And he said that they're doing it for show. There's men and there's women, and they didn't like that very much. So now they're celebrating the death of this great legend while I cry. Caroline Leavitt on the Howie Carr Show. We'll be right back.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
It's Caroline Leavitt, not Howie Carr. I am filling in for the great Howie Carr. Thank you for listening to this four-hour-long show on a Friday, getting some great calls, some great texts. And now I'm excited to introduce to you a great guest. And he's a good friend of mine. His name is John McEntee. He is the former personal aide to President Trump. That's how John and I met, in the White House. And he is now the founder and CEO of a very innovative, cool, conservative idea. It's called The Right Stuff. It is a dating app only for conservatives, no libs allowed. John McEntee, thanks for joining me on the Howie Carr Show. How are you, my friend?
Good. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. So I know you're all the way out there in California. You're doing it up with your big app. You're a California boy. So Howie Carr's show, we're over here in the Boston area. And I know you went to UConn, right? Didn't you play football at UConn, Johnny?
We're based in Southern California. That's where I am. That's where I grew up. Luckily, we're in a conservative area in Orange County. But yeah, I went to the East Coast for school. I wanted to switch it up. Both my parents are from New York. I got an opportunity to play football at UConn. It was an amazing experience, so I spent a lot of time in the area you're in, and I just love the people there. I love the whole experience. I lived in New York and D.C. after that, so been bouncing around a lot.
Fantastic. Well, you know, having lived on the East Coast, while we're known kind of like California, right, for being a Democrat place, there are a lot of great conservatives here, and this audience loves our conservative values, loves former President Trump. So before we get into the app and your invention and your new business, I really want to get in the weeds because I think our listeners are going to want to sign up for the right stuff. I got to ask you, you were the former body man to President Trump. People can look you up. You flew on Marine One with him. You flew on Air Force One with him. I know you had hairspray on lock, ready to hairspray the guy's hair. What was your take on being literally his right-hand man? What can you share with our audience about the man, Donald Trump?
Well, the man, he's a great man. He's fun to work for. Obviously, if you've watched him, you know he has a great personality, right? You're going to spend a lot of the time laughing. You can learn a lot from him. He's been successful in so many different businesses that you can learn from him. He's dominated television and real estate and now politics. That there's little things he'll say, and if you pick up on, you can learn a lot. And a few of those would be like, you know, he'd say to me, don't lose your momentum, right? He goes from industry to industry and just keeps going. And I've seen you do that in your career now. You're going from thing to thing, and you just keep going. And I think that's the way to win. I mean, as a boss, he was incredibly gracious. And you see with politicians sometimes, they could be a little high maintenance. They have a list of demands everywhere they go. He was the complete opposite, actually very down to earth and easy to work for.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that struck me too, Johnny, having worked in the press office and being alongside the president before he took the podium for his briefings, was he was a great listener. And it didn't matter if it were like you, right, like the body man or the Secret Service agent or the press secretary herself or someone who had the title senior advisor. Like, he didn't care. None of that stuff mattered to him. It was he always looked around the room, wanted everyone's take, and then made the best decision. And I found that to be quite interesting, especially for the most powerful man in the world, frankly.
Yeah, I mean, I think there was a misconception about the White House. Everyone thought, oh, he's surrounded by yes men. When really there was a lot of no men, and his instincts were always correct, but it wasn't seen through because the people around him didn't quite believe in the mission. So I think a potential Trump second term would be amazing with the learning curve already solved, having a little bit better people in there that are mission-focused, because, yeah, he wants everyone's opinion, he takes all the information, but, you know, usually his first instinct is correct, but I think it's just getting the right people in there. He treats every person with respect, and he values everyone's opinion, no matter if it's the valet, the aide, the senior advisor, the chief of staff. He wants everyone's opinion, and then he takes that into account.
Yeah, really cool, really interesting, and very special to have witnessed it firsthand like you did so closely. Okay, so you leave the White House, you're the former body man to the president, and you get this idea to create a conservative dating app for young conservatives, old conservatives who are single and want to date someone with their same values. And you created this great app, named it The Right Stuff. How did you come up with this idea? And talk to us a little bit about the app.
Okay, so a few girls we knew came to us and said, we're looking for conservative guys. We're conservative, but we want a dating app for conservatives. Right now, Tinder, Bumble, some of the big apps, they're very hostile to conservatives. It's hard to find each other. So we gave it some thought, me and two other people that worked in the administration. We thought about our own experiences on these apps. They're getting more and more left-wing. The people that run them are getting more and more extreme in their views. So we wanted just our own place, the same way there's a dating app for Jewish people. There's the same way there's a dating app for single parents. We just thought there should be a dating app for conservatives. If you're looking for a conservative person, you go here. So that's what we're building. It's still fairly new. We have a lot of users, about 40,000 now active.
Wow.
And we're
nationwide,
just growing,
right?
We're growing every month. Yep. And this summer we'll be launching actually a friends feature, because a lot of people, you know, even if they're not single, they move to a new area or they're looking to make conservative friends, even if it's, you know, a conservative book club or just people to hang out with when you move to a new city. So we're going to kind of add in a friends feature, which we're excited about. And yeah, it's going great so far. I mean, we're very active on TikTok. I know a lot of Republicans are skeptical of the platform, but it's been great for our business. And I think we have one of the largest conservative accounts on there.
And I have seen some of your videos, and they are hilarious. So how can people find you guys? And by the way, to the audience, this is Caroline Levitt on the Howie Carr Show. I'm speaking with John McEntee, the CEO of the Right Stuff conservative dating app. John, for people that are just tuning in, how can they find you guys on social media, and how can they download the app? They just go to the App Store? How does it work?
Okay, anyone can go to the App Store and make a profile. The app is free to use. It's the Right Stuff dating app. If you want to follow us on social media, we are on Instagram, but we're most active on TikTok, and our handle is @DateRightStuff. And we're using an invite feature. Anyone that's in our system can invite friends. If you're not invited, you can still make a profile, and we'll get you in within 24 hours. We do a quick vet just to make sure everything checks out, because unfortunately, you know, some liberals try to troll it or get in there, but 99% of the accounts are great conservatives looking to make real connections, and everyone's pretty much dating with intention.
That was going to be my next question, is if someone's interested and they want to get out there and they definitely don't want to date a lib who is going to think Obama was the best president ever and put their pronouns in their Instagram bio, you vet everyone that signs up for the app, right? And then you approve the account.
Unless they're invited, we trust our initial network and we trust people we let in every day. So anyone that's invited is allowed in. You don't have to be as conservative as you and I, but I think anyone that wants a normal dating experience will find what they're looking for here. It is getting crazy out there. You don't want to go on a date and find out that Halloween is racist. You know, you just want to have a normal dating experience. You want to go out with other like-minded people that want to have fun. Conservatives are the people that want to go out. We don't want to stay home. We don't want to mask up. We want to just live. You know, we believe in our faith, and we love our families and our country, and we just want to have a good time and meet other like-minded people. So this is the place to do it.
Absolutely. And it sounds like so much fun. And you don't want to waste your time on a date, time and money, with someone who does not have any of the same values as you. So you can assure our audience, Johnny, no pronouns. You don't have to check off your pronouns when you make a profile like you do on Hinge or some of these other apps. It's no BS, straightforward.
Absolutely, absolutely no pronouns allowed.
Fantastic. Well, we love it. All right. So it's @DateRightStuff, TikTok and Instagram. Please follow my good friend, John McEntee. John, thanks so much for joining us. In quick minute, I know you've had some success stories. Can you share one to prove that you have a proven track record of having great conservatives find one another?
Sure. Well, we already have 7 successful relationships flourishing. Doesn't sound like a lot, but those are the only ones that have reached out to us and say, hey, I met my boyfriend or girlfriend on the Right Stuff. I'm sure there are dozens or even hundreds of others. We've had about, I think, 10,000 matches. People are active. They're talking. And a lot of people that worked in politics that now moved elsewhere have used the app to find other like-minded people. It's one thing when you're all in D.C., all working at the White House, you kind of all know we're on the same team. But then you go back,
right,
and you move to New York, or you move to, even if you move to Miami, or you know, you want to find these people, and this is just a way to do it.
Absolutely. Well, as a conservative young woman, it's slim pickings out there, John. So thanks for creating this app, The Right Stuff. I appreciate it, my friend. Thanks so much for joining the Howie Carr Show today.
Thanks again.
All right. There you have it. The Right Stuff. Go sign up. Get your kids to sign up, your grandkids. You don't want your future son-in-law or daughter-in-law to be a lib masking up at your Christmas party. That would be so unfortunate and not very fun. Cool interview. Cool stuff. I love innovative ideas like that. Hope you enjoyed. This is Caroline Levitt on the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242. We only have a few minutes left together. Call in. Let's chat. We'll be right back.
He's making talk radio great again. He's Howie Carr.
high school boys and girls are having a hop at the local soda fountain, innocent of a new and deadly menace lurking behind closed doors.
Howie Carr.
Welcome back, you guys, to the last few minutes of the Howie Carr Show. 4 hours. Time does fly when you're having fun, huh, Taylor?
You say that now.
I know. Taylor's like, I've been working here all week. You show up for one day. Shut up. Anyway, it's been a pleasure to fill in for my good friend Howie Carr, the great one. And before we go, got to remind you again, next Friday, T-Bone Salem, 12 to 6 p.m. Come early. T-shirts and books while supplies last. 844-500-4242. Christine, you are live with Caroline Levitt on the Howie Carr Show.
Hi, good afternoon. I happen to be a trans woman, and I was sad to hear about Jerry Springer. Those people that go on the show, they had issues to begin with. And let me add, too, I am so sick of this pronoun garbage, too.
Well, thank you for saying that, Christine, and it's good to hear your perspective. So you're a trans woman?
Yes.
Okay.
That means I have sexual identity disorder, which is a medical and mental health disorder. I take hormone replacement therapy to look like a woman. I live as a woman, do everything as a woman, but I cannot claim and will not be a biological woman ever.
Okay. Have you ever considered accepting your reality as a biological male?
I could tell you I'm not a woman. Trans woman, it's different. I can't claim to be a biological woman. So, yeah, I'm at peace knowing that. A lot of too many trans people, they drink the Kool-Aid, oh, trans woman or woman, but that's wrong.
Yeah, and I do appreciate your saying that. So if you're not a biological woman, then you would be, therefore, a biological man, right?
Yeah, I'm happier now. I mean, I'm one of the 40% that attempted suicide at the very beginning of my journey, but I'm happier because I found God. I accepted God as my savior.
Amen. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Thank you. And you're fed up with the pronoun crap as well?
You know why? Because there's only, you were born male, born female, or some due to some birth has both reproductive parts, but that's still only two genders. There's not three. There's not 53. And so there's no need for these made-up pronouns that these liberals are forcing on people. I can't stand it.
So what pronouns do you go by, Christine?
If you had asked me, she, her, but I don't advertise it. I don't put it on any emails or any of that stuff. You know, when I go in public, I usually present well enough to take that out of the equation for people just assume it.
Okay. So you're not a woman, but you go by she, her. I'm just having a hard time following you.
Because I live as a woman, you will see woman in me. I present well enough that, you know, everyone says, hey, how you doing, miss? How you doing, ma'am, when you go out?
All right, Christine. Well, I'm glad you're happy and that you found Jesus Christ. And may God bless you. And speaking of God, since Christine brought it up, Emma, who's in the Howie Carr studio out back, reminded me of a good news story this week here in Boston that is definitely worth bringing up. Emma, why don't you come in studio to talk about it? Because Emma has the facts on this, and we like to bring the facts. So here comes Emma. We are talking about SatanCon. SatanCon is happening this weekend in Boston. I don't know as much about it as Emma does, so I'm going to let her take the floor. But this weekend, it's happening right now, right, Emma? And they're saying it's the largest satanic gathering in history?
Yes. Well, that's progress for you. The largest satanic gathering in history in Boston right now. They were upset at Mayor Michelle Wu, who wouldn't let them have some sort of seance or demonstration public at public events. They said it was freedom of religion. We know Satanism is not a legitimate religion.
Right.
So they decided that they were going to host their annual event here in Boston.
Well, I mean, I guess I will say props to Mayor Wu for that. She did something kind of right for once, right?
Making
standing for
enemies everywhere.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so what is going on this weekend? I saw quickly on Twitter some of the really disgusting videos. The tickets were literally sold out, and there's thousands of people coming to worship the devil in Boston this weekend.
Yes, they announced it back in the fall. Tickets sold out almost immediately. Hotels were booked, And it's 3 days long, and it's a jam-packed 3 days. They have a ball. There are going to be weddings. There are going to be unbaptisms. They are fundraising for an abortion clinic. It's wow. pretty gross.
Wow.
There's even a drag queen demon.
Oh, my gosh. This is scary stuff. Like, truly. And I see on videos, Twitter, videos on Twitter, they are literally destroying Bibles and thin blue line flags, proudly.
Yes.
Wow. And there's thousands of people in hotels in Boston. I just remembered I have plans with my family tomorrow night in Boston. It's my uncle's. I was just going to say I'm staying far away from the city, and it's my uncle's birthday tomorrow, and I will be going to Boston.
Wear the biggest cross you own.
Yeah.
On the bright side, there are some Christian groups doing counter demonstrations and prayer vigils.
I was just going to ask that. Is there a way that we could find out, like, where these vigils are being held? Have you seen if, like, who is organizing these, or is it more just Christians around the country coming to the
city? I know there
are
a couple of Catholic groups that are having, I believe it's a Weekend of Hope.
Okay.
In the North End.
So they're countering the satanic, Satan Con, as they're calling it.
Yes.
Scary, scary stuff. Well, fellow faithful people, I guess that's all. Pretty depressing way to leave you off with the show today, leave you off with this week. But there you have it, a weekend full of worshiping the devil. They are literally ripping up Bibles and thin blue line flags and worshiping Satan in the city of Boston right now. And thousands of people felt the need to go. And if you look at some of these
never
videos.
Never happened under Trump.
And if Taylor said earlier, he said the videos are really disgusting and disturbing. And I pulled them up, and it's true. I mean, these people are gleefully ripping the Bible, saying it's words of oppression. And if you're a Christian like myself, Emma, you believe that's the living word of Jesus, that's hard to see. So with that, we should all go home and pray. Pray for our country. Pray for our families. Enjoy your weekend. This is Caroline Levitt on the Howie Carr Show. See you next Friday at Salem T-Bones. Thanks, guys.